Wake up. Star FM. For more Jess and Ryan podcasts, let's go. Jump online at starfm.com.au.
Check us out, baby.
So I went to the supermarket and I bought I can't remember what it's called, natural something shower wash. And it smells delicious.
I love a nice smelling shower gel.
Raspberry and lime or something like that.
So whenever I'm putting
it on my skin or whatever, it just smells glorious. And I've got to admit to you and the Limestone Coast, there's been a couple of times where I've wanted to put, you know, a little bit in my hand and taste it because it smells that good.
Oh, that's disgusting. That is really gross. Like, I know that it smells nice and you want to eat it, but...
Surely.
I know I'm not the only one.
Surely.
I've got to say this morning that I think you might be the only one with this one.
No,
I think you might be because... I can't even imagine how disgusting it would taste. You know, sometimes when you have a shower and you accidentally get a bit of shampoo or conditioner or body wash in your mouth, like just accidentally, it's revolting. It's really gross.
All right, well, let me one up you. Curiosity may or may not have got the better of me.
Oh, my God.
I know I'm not the only one.
Please tell me you didn't eat body wash.
It tasted like soap. It didn't taste like raspberry. It didn't taste like lime. But it just
smells so good. And you were surprised by that.
Yeah. So what we're asking you on 13, 12, 16... Does your body wash smell that good that you've actually been tempted to taste it, like me?
I know I'm not the only one.
I think you might be the only one with this one. Chris, on 13, 12, 16?
I have, but I've never tried it. However, the cousin-in-law has.
and how did that work out?
Apparently not good. She's always doing it. Like, the other week, we went out to the market and bought one of those e-smokes together. And... one of the flavours, Tutti Frutti, I think it was.
Yeah.
Well, we tried it and thought it didn't taste too bad, so she thought she'd try the liquid.
Oh, my gosh.
And the look on her face was priceless.
Okay, community service announcement right here. Just because something smells good doesn't mean it necessarily tastes good.
You know what Chris has made me think?
What? Oh, okay. So you've reassured Ryan and you've very much surprised me this morning. Chris, thanks for your call. We're going to get you a footlong meal deal thanks to Subway, Eat Fresh in Millicent, Mackie, Abbey and Narracourt, all right?
Cool, guys.
And Adrian on 13, 12, 16, please don't tell me you do this as well.
Oh, well, I don't actually eat it though, Jess, but yeah, if it's the same stuff that I've got at home, it is pretty bloody awesome.
Okay, so you haven't actually eaten it, but you've been tempted to.
It smells really nice.
See, I know the stuff you're talking about.
Hang on, Jess.
I understand that it smells good. I'm not saying it doesn't smell good, but just because it smells good doesn't mean you need to eat it.
I can't believe this. We've got so many calls coming through. Thank you so much, Adrian, for
Thanks,
making me
Adrian.
Feel like not a weirdo.
Yeah, well, let's go on the bottle. It's made like with 80 squeezed lime, so why wouldn't you be tempted?
Doesn't mean you can eat it. It's also got a lot of chemicals in it.
It will clean your insides as well.
A Star FM podcast with the Limestone Coast's newest way to wake up. Jess and Ryan on Star FM.